Again and again.
Can't keep us down.
Back at it again.
Right from the ashes.
Could it be?
It could.
My old friend. And colleague from college.
Yep. The Pomona College.
The Pomona College. Just good to be back.
Yes.
It's good to be back. We haven't done a cast in
months. Like
years? Millennials?
Yeah, we are millennials.
Well, you know what they say about those millennials. Ruining baseball.
Yeah.
One sec, I'm gonna lower my mic level. I think I'm too amped up. I'm too excited, Dill.
Oh, I don't have my water cup just in case get some dry throat during
this.
No,
coming. The dry throat's coming. I already got dry throat. I'm so excited.
I'm ready to talk.
So, Dylan, it's been a long summer.
It has been.
Filled with mediocre baseball from our favorite teams, the D-backs and the Phillies.
Yeah, very mediocre. Very mediocre. I think less than mediocre.
Just like not even average,
just
well below average.
Because our last podcast, the Phillies were 24-19, and in like sole possession of first place in the wild card in the National League, and
they're not there anymore.
I think they're 20 games under right now.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen, the mighty Phillies.
Yeah,
but so it's been a long summer. I've made the transition to Anaheim from Pomona,
yeah.
Or from Claremont, but still kicking.
Still alive.
Still alive. Calling it is still alive, barely, to all of our...
10 fans.
10 fans. To my dad.
And my dad.
Shoutouts. So we're gonna keep it the same format, where we don't really talk about anything. But we're attempting to talk about Arizona sports.
Yep.
So we're starting up right before college football season. So we're going to be talking about the Cats and how mediocre they're going to be again. Is it going to be another 10-5 or 8-5 season as is tradition? Or could it
7-6 maybe?
I don't know. I'm looking at the schedule.
Yeah, there might not be six
there,
wins
there. Might,
there.
I don't know. Could not be. But so we'll be talking about the Cats football transition into basketball, as is tradition.
Yeah.
Big news this week. We'll touch on that. Shout out to Simon Rosenbaum if he's listening. He sent me a great pun. I'm gonna look it up on my phone real quick, about our new Arizona Wildcat basketball phenom.
Okay, while he's...
Give me a moment.
Yeah, he's looking, and I'll,
he said,
you know, fill some air.
He said, peace out, Aiton Bear down. And it was a play on words for peace out, A-Town down, from the great Usher song.
Yep.
And so, I want to give a shout out to that, because that's huge. So we're going to be talking about that transition and then just whatever pops into our mind.
Yep.
Like before.
Yep.
So should we get into it?
We should.
All right. So U of A going down 18-16 to BYU in Glendale. I couldn't watch the game. Or I guess I could, but I was on vacation with my girlfriend on the Jersey Shore with her parents, and I couldn't really get away to watch the game. And it was best that I didn't get away to watch the game. Because of, from what it looked like, a heartbreaker, give me your analysis of the game, Dill.
Well, it was a heartbreaker because I thought we had stolen the game with that Nick Wilson
with the Nick Wilson touchdown with
like
1:30 left.
I guess we'll just like take this W, even though we hadn't done really anything the entire game.
Yeah,
like you know, held scoreless in the first half.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the score at halftime? I mean,
9-0.
9-0 at half.
Yeah.
Nobody scored in the first quarter.
Yep. It
so
was
really,
a...
was this a, so really low scoring game? And like only in the fourth quarter, they scored 9. We scored 13. Was there any sort of offense?
Yep.
So was this more of a defensive Like battle, like are we good defensively, or is it more like both of these offenses are just anemic?
I think that our defense was definitely like the bend but don't break style defense. I'm not gonna say it's good.
So this defense can't and won't hold up against the offenses of the Pac-12. Like it's bled runs like or like it did before. It's
Yeah,
not gonna hold.
I don't really want to see us against Washington State or like a high-powered offense like that because they'll pick us apart. Like that last drive when we had the lead, I was just sitting there and like our corners are playing 10 yards off the ball. Like we're giving them a cushion and then they're just running slants. Like and they're just 10 yards. They just like, you know, go 8 yards and then break, and they have the ball because our cornerback is like, it's beyond the first down line.
Yeah, but where's McKnight, our boy?
Dude, McKnight graduated, man, but we got some
No, how could it
replacement.
be?
Yeah, we got some
That
replacements.
guy gave up like two or three deep passes every game for
Yeah,
a touchdown.
we didn't
What
like.
happened to my boy?
I don't know. He's probably like,
Man,
maybe he's in
come
the
back.
CFL or
Oh, he
AFL.
should be starting this week in the NFL. My God, that guy was just
That dude couldn't cover anything. When it was him and Shaq Richardson, those
Oh.
dudes literally couldn't cover like
So
anything.
we got a bunch of McKnights out there again.
I think like
And
they
no
didn't.
Scooby
I
Wright.
don't think they didn't complete a pass more than I'd say 8 yards down the field.
BYU did, or we.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
Like.
But is that just on BYU? Who's their quarterback?
26-year-old Taysom Hill.
26. Do you know where he went
26.
on his mission? Did he go?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't really. I just can't believe that that guy is allowed to play against our defense of like 20-year-olds on there. This dude's a grown man. He has a family. He has a wife
What?
and kids.
Really? How many
Yes.
kids?
I don't know. Two, I think.
Two kids?
Yeah. And I'm just like, how is this like?
Huh,
How is this
boy, girl?
legal?
That's legal. Are they
I
cute?
guess probably not,
Were they on
but
the sideline?
I don't know.
Huh?
Fox Sports 1 didn't do any like, oh, and here's the family.
Devastating.
I imagine that they're maybe they stayed home, but yeah. So defense was, they got the job done.
Okay, I'll take that.
They played well for their ability level.
I'm like encouraged by the 18 from BYU. What is really starting to concern me is the 16 that we put up.
It
Tell me
was
about the offense.
first half offense was not good.
Clearly, we didn't score a single fucking point.
Our O line, like every time a new Sullivan seemed to be dropping back, there seemed to be three guys like running free at him,
Really?
and he had to like,
So this
you
offensive
know,
line is
I don't know if they're good. Maybe they were just missing their blocks, like they just. You know, miscommunications and having free runners. Like, and then whenever we tried to get a running game going, there would just be like three guys just shoot the gap, and like Nick Wilson just gets taken out, like as he's like 2 yards behind the line.
Nick Wilson had a great game. Nick Wilson's going to be good this year.
If he stays healthy, which is always
Yeah,
the
he had
case.
17 carries for 138 yards, 8 yards per carry average, and two touchdowns.
And
And that 49 yarder that he scored on, right? Was that the big run or no?
Yeah, that was a big run. I think he scored the first touchdown too.
And then, so a new Solomon went 20 for 30, 213 yards,
Two
two
picks.
picks for a QBR of 35.7.
Yep.
So, is that on our offensive line, or is a new Solomon not going to make the jump that we hoped he would to, instead of being an average to above average Pac-12 quarterback, to like an elite Pac-12 quarterback? Is he going to get like replaced this year?
I don't know. There's
I just wanted to see him make the jump like that we've been waiting for and just hasn't come.
Yep. A new, you know, he made some nice throws. He had some tough throws on the pick. He missed some guys who were wide open. He overthrew them. But like, you know, I just think the offense just couldn't get started in the beginning. Like it just seemed like they would get one first down. either passing or running, and then they'd try to do the other thing, and then they just, like, wouldn't be able to get that second first down. Like, I don't think that they even crossed the midfield in the first
really?
Down. Well, actually, no, they did. They attempted, like, they had one drive that, like, almost got points, but then Anu took a sack for, like, minus 20 yards on, like, third down. And it like, pushed the field goal back to, like, 45, and we missed it. Which, in the end, you know, we lost by two, so we could have used that field goal. But, you know, it was just, like...
I'm looking...
It was just a game where I was like, this is the most, like, prototypical Arizona football game that I could think of. Like, you know, expectations are somewhat high, maybe, for the year. Like, hey, we might have
might try and repeat what we did 2 years ago.
And then we lay an egg in the first half.
As is tradition.
Our defense, you know, stands tough. And then we almost stole the game at the ends. Left too much time on the clock for the defense. That defense on the last drive literally couldn't stop a nosebleed. That defense, it was like, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away that win. I was just like, oh, no.
Oh, man. So, who is the backup to Anu right now? Is it Dawkins?
Yeah, Dawkins. Dawkins, Rich Rod said that he might...
Is he
going to
see some time against Grambling State?
Everyone's clamoring for it. But, you know, if Anu beat him out, like, is this guy going to be that much better?
Yeah, so...
I heard he's better runner, but worse passer.
But Anu, I feel, is so shifty. Like, I feel like...
He's elusive.
He's just, like, slips and slides for, like, 8 yards.
Yeah. I don't think he had any QB runs. Like, he didn't have that... He didn't run that much. He kept a lot of plays, like, alive, like, on pretty plays, and, like, completed a lot of passes. I think that's the only pass he completed. I think he completed one pass when he stayed in the pocket, but, you know, he, like, the defense, like, a free end would just come off, and he'd, like, have to, like, spin around him and then, like, hit Trey Griffey wide open. But, yeah.
Was Griffey, is he our, he's not our main wide receiver, right?
Griffey would be the starter on the outside. And then we have two slots with Samaje Grant and Nate Phillips.
Okay.
And then
Nate Phillips.
And then, you know, another receiver.
So what you're telling me is that this team is destined to just be firmly mediocre.
Well, you know, when you're when you're starting a walk-on on the D-line, that's tough. Our starting D-end is a walk-on.
I'm looking at our schedule, Dill. So let's make a run through our schedule.
I've done this just to see where the wins are.
Just to see where. So we're playing Grambling State this Saturday. I tried to look up the lines. There were no lines, but
that's a win.
We're gonna go with a win, and we're gonna go
big win.
Big.
Yeah.
Like three touchdown win, or two touchdown win.
I think maybe three touchdowns before the backups come in, and maybe they'll score.
Okay. So we're going to go win against Grambling State.
The offense will be ready to play, I feel like, after that.
I fucking hope so. And then we got Hawaii.
Win.
Win.
Yeah.
Big? Wait, did Hawaii play Cal?
Played Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. And Michigan pooped on them, right? They just took
it was like
bad
44-3.
Dump. Okay.
But Michigan's good, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So
probably be closer.
So say we go into Pac-12, play 2-1.
Yep.
We start off Pac-12 against Washington.
Tough start.
Home against Washington.
That's still tough.
Still,
top 10 team.
So they're 8 right now.
They're good.
I'm going to go loss. At UCLA, I'm going to go loss.
Like...
At Utah, I'm going to go loss. Home against USC. I can't all say losses because then we'd finish the year with 2 wins. But at Utah, home against Stanford, at Washington State, the schedule's
like no Oregon.
At least we're home against Washington and Stanford and USC, and there's no Oregon this year.
Like,
but still,
that's Stanford,
still.
Washington, and USC. Like, we'll be lucky to get one win. Like, Washington's a good squad.
And
USC, like, they, you know, they laid an egg against Alabama, but they still have, like, a bunch of 4-stars and 5-star recruits out there.
Yeah, but their coaching staff
is mediocre. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, USC, how you guys are not perennial top 10 team with all the talent you get is just unacceptable.
Like, yeah, I'm just like, I'd kill to have been born in L.A. and, like, be a USC
fan. So,
camp.
Like, the elites of the Pac-12 are clearly Stanford, Oregon, and now Washington, I would say, is now going to be a...
And we have all three of them at home.
So we have, and we have ASU at home to close out the year.
But, like...
So I feel like this schedule is favorable this year, actually.
I think it all depends on those first few games in the pack.
If we can get our footing,
the upset against Washington, lose at UCLA, but then pull off the win against Utah, start off 2-1, like, you know, we might be, like, you know, doing good, but we could also just start 0-3.
We did ourselves zero favors losing to this BYU team.
We might need that win.
Like, with that loss to BYU, that put us in the hole big time. Because I'm just looking, where are we going to get our wins from?
Like, Colorado?
Do we beat Colorado and Oregon State?
Like, Colorado, like, you know, has been bad. Like, we're not going to, like, you know, hold any punches. Like, they've been brutal. I think they have 3 Pac-12 wins since coming to the Pac-12, but they beat Colorado State 44-7, so they might be turning it around. Like, that
like
might
that,
not be
like
a
that's
guarantee.
Not even a guaranteed win now. Like,
is it at Colorado?
It's no, it's home.
Okay, well,
our away games are.
We need that. We need that W.
We only have 4 away games, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, yep. 5 home games. So, very favorable schedule. Away at UCLA, Utah, Washington State, and Oregon State.
We need 2. We need 2 of those. But Washington State's always good. Like, they beat us last year at home. I feel like they're, like, you know, they lost this weekend against Eastern Washington, but, like, I feel like Mike Leach is getting his boys ready for the pack. Like, they almost took down Stanford last year.
I'm looking at the schedule, and with that BYU loss, I see us as a 6-6 team.
Like, I'd be happy with 6-6.
How many games do we even have?
Have 11 more. We need to go 4-6. Wait. Nope. We need 4-5 in the Pac-12 to make it to a bowl game, assuming we go 2-1.
Yeah, that's even assuming we get past. Well, I'm assuming
the Rainbow Warriors.
Those Rainbow Warriors, they need to change that name. Rainbow Warriors. I mean, I know, like, I've never been to Hawaii, but I'm assuming, like, you know, it's, you know, chill and laid back, chill on the beach. But Rainbow Warriors, like, that just doesn't instill fear in my heart when I hear Rainbow Warriors.
And Wildcats does, man. We need, like...
You don't like Wildcats?
We need to change... If I could change the mascot, I would.
No. To what?
Just something better. Wildcats is so generic.
What do you mean? So what?
Like, do something like that only Tucson has, like you know.
Will we be the cacti? The saguaros?
Like, I don't know.
The javelinas?
Yeah, maybe the javelinas. You know, maybe the coyotes.
But there's already a hockey team. The
maybe
NHL
the Gila monsters.
That's just a slow,
but
lizard.
But they're poisonous.
But they're slow.
But they have. You know how they bite. They, like, bite on, and then they, like, kind of just, like...
What, do they gnash their teeth?
Yeah, they, like, gnash their teeth.
To get the poison in?
Yeah, that's what they do. They, like, just latch on and just gnash on you.
I remember my dad wanted to get a Gila monster as a pet once. That was one of his kicks. He's, like, got on a kick and was like, I'm gonna get a pet Gila monster.
Can you do that?
I don't know. I'm gonna look that up.
Or maybe, like, the bats or something.
The bats?
Bats?
What about the... No, we can't switch the name.
Snowbirds.
The snowbirds would like that. Okay, I'm looking up Google and it says Gila monster for sale. I don't know. I'm looking up kingsnake.com.
All right.
Is this some sort of black market?
Yeah, I think we're on the deep web now.
Okay, I like this. I like where we're going. 4-month-old bearded lizards. Utah banded Gila monsters from professional breeders?
I would not want to be breeding Gila monsters.
Why not?
I don't know.
How much does it cost? Oh, that's a good looking lizard. $875 to $1,200 each? Are you kidding me?
Hey.
Good thing you didn't buy it, Dad, because this is not worth $1,000.
He could harness the or he could, you know, use the venom. That's like he could like milk them, like they do.
What would he do? Drink the venom?
I don't know. He could like develop an anti-venom and then go hang out with the Gila monsters and get bit.
Huh.
And be immune.
He could like slowly inject himself with venom to slowly build up like a tolerance.
Yeah.
I'm gonna text him about that.
Yep. I think I watched it in a movie one time. Or if it's not in a movie,
should
know,
be.
It should be.
It should be. We're going to make that movie.
Screenplay, baby.
Well, we're writing it right after we're done with this. So
but yeah, so.
That was a good tangent.
I don't even know where we were at.
I forget. I think we were talking about how we're going to be 6-6.
Yeah. If we, like, Oregon State's a must win, Colorado's a must win. I think we might need that ASU win. Like, they might come down to the ASU week to see if we get into the playoff or, like, the bowl.
I think it will. I think ASU.
We roll in.
I think we roll in, like, into the Colorado and Oregon State needing 3 wins. And I think we're going to need all 3 of those last wins to get in.
Yeah.
Because it's very front end heavy with Washington, UCLA, Utah, USC, Stanford as our first 5 games.
Yep.
Ouch. That is fucking...
That's a gauntlet.
That is a gauntlet.
If we could
it lightens
find,
up. It lightens up at the end with
if
Washington
we could
State,
find
Oregon.
2 wins out of the first 5.
Miracle.
Like,
miracle.
Like fall into a win and be like, all right.
Oh my God, what was this?
Yeah.
Look, a win.
Like, I don't know how many games will be favored. I don't think we'll be favored at all in those first 5 games. We won't be favored at Washington State. I think we'll be favored for... Maybe we'll be favored at Oregon State. Like, you know, the home field advantage. But... So I'd say we're favored for 2 or 3 Pac-12 games.
Wow. Wow.
We're not getting favored at home against USC or Stanford, right?
Like, no, of course not. No way.
Like,
oh my God, you just...
Oh, man, it's going to be some tough...
Buckle up, Cats fans, because it's going to be a freaking gauntlet. We needed that BYU win, and we just put ourselves in a dog shit situation. So, after that, very positive,
you know, we believe
look,
in the Cats.
Look at the football
we're
season.
We're just realistic. If they got...
We're good fans by dogging them right now.
Like, if I...
And any reasonable Cats fan would look at this season football-wise and... just not be optimistic.
If Arizona gets 8 wins, I will donate $300 of my dollars, and that's more than that's in my bank account right now. I don't want to show it to you, like, but it's lower. But I'll be making some money this semester.
Hey, green them papers.
I don't know. One of our fans chooses an organization, like a
you're
going to
donate $300 to charity.
Yeah.
What do you're like a you're acting like a player who's like just got fined for something and is like making a donation to like make up for it.
Well, I just want to say like how much I don't believe we'll win 8 games.
That
like,
you will bet more money than you know, like than you currently have,
yeah, that I currently
and that
have,
you may not even
I may not get,
and like, may not even get
yeah,
throughout
yeah.
the season. You will donate that. I'll make up the difference. If we win 8 games, we will... People, what charities would it even be?
Maybe I'll, like, donate it to Jeff Gerlach's, like, muscle car fund or something.
Jeff Gerlach's trying to get a muscle car?
No, but what if he is?
Oh,
I support
good
that.
Good point. I support that, too.
Hey,
shout out
know,
to Jeff Gerlach.
Yeah, if any people who are hiring need a position filled... Jeff Gerlach, call him up. You know.
Why, he's looking for a job?
He's looking for a job.
What's he doing right now? Is he
just
at home?
Yep.
Hanging out?
Yep.
Swimming in the pool?
I don't know.
Just hanging out with Kevin and Matt?
Matt's gone.
Oh, that's right.
At Gonzaga.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Jeff.
I know.
Shout out to Jeff. He's definitely going to be listening to this then, since he's got nothing else to do, hanging at home all day.
So, actually, Jeff, you can choose where
We'll let Jeff choose, because we're putting the $300 down, and we'll let Jeff decide what should be done with it.
Maybe I'll burn it. Maybe I'll just burn it.
No, don't do that. That's $300. Don't want to...
But exactly, that's the point. Like, I will no longer see this $300.
Because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, so I will literally burn the $300 if Arizona loses or wins 8 games. Because there's no way.
You hear that, Rich Rod? You hear that disbelief?
You know, dude, I'd hope we run the table.
No confidence.
11-1.
Zero confidence.
11-1. I'd lose my shit. But I'm just, you know, we're always going to be in second place as U of A football. Like, we're never gonna be on top. We're never going to be on top.
When it boils down to it, it's all about U of A basketball. Which is the perfect time to transition over to U of A basketball. So to recap U of A football,
it's going to be a tough season. When it
rains,
when it rains, it pours.
Morbid predictions. Quick shout out to our boy Zach Hamila.
Oh,
is that how you pronounce his last name?
I would assume so.
Hamila, who died. He was on the football team. He was a D tackle or
a center.
He was a center.
Starting center.
He was would have been our starting center. So died in his sleep.
Yep.
So don't know the cause of death, but we just want to give a quick shout out to his family, and that's a big loss, especially if you're saying that, you know, well, obviously big loss just from a team morale and friend standpoint, but if he would have been the starting center and our run offense didn't look too good or any kind of offense, it would have been good to have him there. So so sorry to end on a sad note for U of A football, but
always sad for U of A football.
I guess so, but big news this weekend
in terms of
basketball.
So
U of A has yet, under the Sean Miller era, has yet to produce a top 3 recruit. We've had 2 top 4 high school recruits.
We have back to
back. Caleb Tarzewski in 2012.
Yep.
And Aaron Gordon in 2013.
Yep.
So we had back to back top 4 prospects. Have always had
Stanley, who's like 7.
Have always had highly rated, at least a person in the top 10 every year, have always had a highly rated draft class overall, normally in the top 5.
I think we've been the top 7 in draft classes, according to ESPN, like 7 or 8 years in a row. Probably since his first one with Momo.
Yes. We've always had great...
Recruiting is not where we struggle.
No, but this is big news.
The biggest news.
The big news.
Caught? I was so surprised.
I didn't even realize that we were in the running until I looked on ESPN at work, and it was like, oh, DeAndre Ayton. Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Yeah, Ayton?
Ayton?
He's Bahamian.
Bahamian?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yep.
He was choosing between us. Do you know who else he was choosing between?
Yep.
Kansas?
Kansas was the favorite going in.
So
like on the crystal ball, everyone had him going to Kansas.
Going to Kansas. So what do you know? What happened?
Kentucky.
He wanted to be close because he's from California, right?
No, I think he moved from the Bahamas to California, and then he went to high school for like 2 years in California, and then moved to Phoenix.
Wow.
So like, I think his family's all Phoenix.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah, goes to some high school that doesn't have, like, a campus.
What?
Yeah. It's all online.
What is this?
Yeah, I was reading about it. I was reading about it yesterday. The high school he goes to, it doesn't have a campus. He either, like, they take classes online, or if they want to actually go to, like, you know, actual school, they have another school they attend. But, like, I've never heard of a campus like that. This seems like the school that, what was his name? Terrence Ferguson went to, and like, like wasn't cleared academically to like go to college because, like, their accreditation was, like, suspect. Like, this seems like one of those schools, like a Ponzi kind of school. Like
Phoenix Hillcrest.
Yeah. Yeah, Phoenix Hillcrest.
Phoenix Hillcrest?
Yeah, you can look
Phoenix
it up.
Phoenix Hillcrest Prep.
Yeah.
No, it looks like it has a campus.
It does not.
Freedom
it does not have a campus.
And besides the point, we got the number one recruit in the country, a 7-footer.
7'1", I've seen.
7'1"? Get out of town.
Yeah, 7'1".
So we have the number one recruit in the nation.
Yep.
Does he attend Arizona? First question.
Oh, my God.
First question, Bill.
Oh, my Lord.
Sorry to burst the bubble.
Oh, I hope. Like, I hope with everything that he does, but I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't.
As in, like, he would go and play, like, overseas?
Yeah, anywhere else. Like, pull the Terrence Ferguson to play in Australia. Go home to Bahamas for a year. Just do nothing.
Man. That would kind of suck.
Yeah, I would. I was, you know...
Knock on wood.
I was reading some tweets from some salty Kentucky fans.
Yeah,
they're like, you know what? There's a high chance that he's probably not even going to go to college. So they're probably just a little, you know, mad.
I'm a little worried too, but those Kentucky fans can suck it. They get top recruits all the time.
Yeah, I'm
just
like, U of A, number one recruit in the country.
So Zeus is out. DeAndre comes in. So if he attends U of A, where does that leave us at? Does that finally push us into the Final Four?
The way that I'm reading it, we have the best player on the court.
So we'd have the best player on the court no matter what.
Well, think about it. You know, he'll probably get another good recruiting class. We might have, like, you know, Kobe Simmons, Alkins might stay,
Denny might be back.
You know.
Who knows?
Yeah. So we might have, like, you know, still 5-star recruits around him. So I'd be like, you know, form like a super kind of team. Like that 2013 team? 2013-2014 with Aaron Gordon, that team was
nice.
Was special.
So are you saying like favorites? You're not saying favorites, right?
Like
favorites for the title.
Depending on how the rest of our recruiting class stacks up and who returns, like we might be the number one team in the country starting like first
to start preseason.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I after the DeAndre Ayton news, like, you know, what am I going to do? I went and watched videos on ballislife.com.
Of course. I watched his mixtape right away.
It's just like, you know, it's just a bunch of videos of him dunking.
But it's hard to tell on those Ball Is Life.
I know. Because
it's like he's like a 7-footer surrounded by little boys, and he's just like, just manhandling
But
them.
He went to the LeBron James camp over the summer, I think. Not this summer, the past summer, and that's when everyone saw, like,
so
he was, like,
potential.
Dominating,
yeah.
Like, dominating older players.
Really?
So, that's why he was, like, ranked number one. But, like, I've seen comparisons. He compared himself to Kevin Garnett. I'd take Kevin Garnett.
I'd take Kevin Garnett every day of the week.
Like, you know, I don't know if he's as crazy as Kevin Garnett, because that dude is literally insane.
No, that guy's...
Like, what does he yell?
Anything is possible!
That's the line. And then I saw one today that compared him to Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan? Timmy D, really?
Yeah. He was just like, yeah.
The big fundamental?
His feet, the way he holds position, and the way he can, like, step out to 15 feet, 15 to 17 feet, and, like, face up and hit a jumper. Like, you know? Because I was watching, like, the highlight film, like I was saying, and he was... You know, hitting some threes. He's got some range. He can shoot. He's not just like, you know.
He's not just a Caleb Tarzewski warm body from outside of 3 feet of the basket.
So we'll see. I'm like.
Why am I still shitting on Tarzewski?
Dude,
I should come around. I'm gonna miss him this year.
Dude, I love Caleb. It'll be fun. It'll still be a fun year. I think that you know, now I hope that this year is still like. You know, we get this squad back together. You know, we have a lot of... We had a good recruiting class coming in.
I'm always so excited about U of A basketball.
Yeah,
except my excitement was crushed by some devastating news this summer, Dill.
Yeah.
our friend, Talbot Denny.
Dear friend.
Dear friend.
Called into this very show.
This very show.
I actually think that that's how he got on the U of A radar.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think Sean Miller was listening in and then was like, oh, man, if Talbot Denny's calling in, like, this guy's a big deal.
Uh-huh.
So, going to walk onto the U of A, basically tore everything in your knee that one could possibly tear. ACL, MCL, meniscus, and sprained his knee. So he gone.
Wait, he sprained his knee?
Sprained his knee.
but he doesn't have a knee, right?
So there's no need to even sprain.
Well, how does one sprain the knee?
I don't know. Ligament. I don't know. That was in the text I got.
A strained knee.
I'll look at the text. Regardless, you
strain muscle or you strain ligaments and you sprain muscles. I don't think that there's a muscle in your knee. Is the meniscus a muscle?
So it was a.
But I thought his meniscus was torn. Maybe it's sprained. I don't know.
I'm looking at
what is the definition of sprained?
Look it up. I don't know.
Like, if you...
verbatim from Talbot Denny, tore my ACL, meniscus, and partial MCL, and then sprained some other shit in my knee. Sprain.
Okay, so other stuff. Wrench or twist the ligaments. Okay.
Okay,
but so, you know, he still has a PCL, though, so, you know.
Oh, he can still play with that.
Yeah,
right?
Like, look on the bright side.
Hey, always look
PCL up. Is huge.
How many people have torn their PCL?
Oh,
zero people?
A lot of people have torn their PCL.
I've never heard of a PCL tear. Look it up.
PCL tear.
Well, of course it's going to come up, but is there any sort of frequency of PCL tear?
Football.
Ramchown football.
Keenan Allen tore his PCL.
Keenan Allen tore his PCL. Oh.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Well,
prove me wrong.
You know how the knee is made up, right?
Of course, yeah.
So the ACL is the middle one, the middle ligament, and then the LCL I think is inside. It's lateral collateral ligament.
Try saying that five times fast.
Wait, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Just look up a picture of the knee.
But I want to know what. Okay, fine. Okay, so the knee. Actually, I can't tell from this.
That's a poor diagram. Look at the one from
left
straight
knee.
On.
Left knee. Here we go.
Left knee. Okay.
Okay. LCL is outside.
Oh, fuck me, right?
PCL. I don't even know what the PCL is. Okay, I don't. I had no
whatever.
Idea.
There's a lot of the.
Well,
whatever was in Talbot's knee is not there anymore. It's way gone. So, but he's going to try and come back for another year. I would assume so, right? You have to apply for another year of eligibility, though, right?
Yeah, I think it's up in the air. I think I talked to Talbot, and he said that he doesn't know yet. I think it'll be tough to, you know, because he's been out for two straight years now. He tore his
rotator
cuff.
Yeah.
So that's like two surgeries and like rehabbing straight for 2 years.
That's not fun.
No, I don't imagine that.
I hope he tries to make a comeback, but
regardless. You know, as a basketball fan, I want him, actually, like, as a person, I want him to, because it would kind of be like me playing on the McHale Center.
Yeah. Vicariously through him?
Yeah, like, you know, like, I played with that kid, and, like, you know, back in the 7th grade, we used to ball together, and now he's actually playing on the court in front of the McHale.
Yeah, from what I heard, you dominated him, right? It was either you or Talbot that was, you know, going to make U of A, and it was basically a coin toss.
Yep, and then I stopped growing.
Gravity, goddamn gravity.
Yep. I'm ground bound.
So, very excited.
Yep.
Very exciting news. Well, I knew we were going to be good. You know, I mean, obviously, Sean Miller and all the great things that this program has done in the past couple of years, but big news. I hope he stays. You better stay.
Yeah,
if you're listening to this.
Before
DeAndre, you better stay.
Before that, recruit before he committed, we had Alex Barcelo, who committed, who was the point guard from Phoenix. I think he's from Mesa area. But so he was like, you know, a top 100 recruit. So like, you know, but he was in more in the 90 to 80 range. Like, we get a few players down there, but, you know, not a lot. And then, I like to go on 247 and look on their crystal ball projections, like, when I'm bored. And, like, there were not very many top 50 prospects who were, like...
Who were thinking about us?
Like, there were a few, but, like, top 10, I was just, like, everyone was going elsewhere. And I was like, oh, no, like, you know, we might have, like, a yeoman's kind of blue-collar green class coming in. Bunch of, like, 4- and 3-star recruits. But then Aiton... He might just turn the tide and all these guys and be like, you know what? I'm going to the desert. I want to be...
Bandwagon.
Coattails.
Ride the coattails, baby.
I'll take it, dude.
Me and you know best about being a bottom feeder.
Yeah, dude.
Just skin the scraps falling down.
Oh, my... Yep.
Just right under the table. Just hanging out. Just biding our time.
How do you think I'm getting a degree from Pomona College?
Amen, brother. Amen. So... big news. Big news basketball-wise.
Yeah. So, you know, hopefully this year will still be fun. 2006.
Oh, of course.
Year,
I mean, I'd still say
we're 8-0.
We're favorites, right? Pac-12, I'd assume.
Yeah.
As is tradition.
Dylan Brooks is injured. Broke his foot.
Oh.
They're going to miss the beginning of the year. Oregon's going to be good, though.
Yeah. No, they're going to be good.
Oregon, like, who'd they lose? I think the only person they lost was Elgin Cook.
They still bring back the 170-foot 7-footer.
Yeah, the 170 pounds.
Yeah, pounds.
Boucher,
7-footer.
He's back.
Boucher.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just a vertical team.
And then, if we go to the, Washington. Can we talk about Washington's recruiting class? How is Romar, I think he got a top 5 recruit this year, Markel Fultz.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, why would people want to go there? Like, what, like... I just can't wrap my head around the idea of wanting to go to Washington to play.
Lorenzo Romar is...
This dude's from Maryland. Like, what do you do? Like, why...
Lorenzo Romar gets, like, top 5 recruit every year and does nothing with
him.
Like, he is, like, he is, like, an incredible recruiter and, like, has got to be one of the worst coaches I've ever seen.
Because they had...
They do nothing with
him. They had 2 first-round picks this past year.
2 first-rounders, and what do? What did they finish, like, 5th in
the Pac-12? I think they went to the NIT. Like, they had a top 10 recruit, or top 10 player in the NBA draft. Phoenix Suns went to the Phoenix Suns.
That's going to be
Marquise
a fun team.
Chris.
That's going to be a fun team.
But, okay, so what is he? According to ESPN, they have him 7th. He's the 3rd best point guard, or whatever position he's playing. Let me check. Point guard, yep. And the 1st-ranked point guard, Lonzo Ball, is also going to UCLA. So, like, what's up with all these people going to... our rivals, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. In 2017, Arizona has the number 1 recruit. Washington has the number 2 recruit in the country.
How? I don't understand it.
Washington does.
They're so...
Oh, but this guy's from Seattle, so that one makes
okay.
a little bit more sense.
That one makes sense. But still, like, Washington, like, Lorenzo Romar, that program is, like, so not good.
He recruited, or...
Like,
Michael
he gets
Porter
these crazy
Jr.
recruits, and they're just not good.
Small forward, 6'10". That's like Kevin Durant right there. Small forward, and he's 6'10"? Oh. I do not want to play this guy. I just don't. But, okay, Markel Fultz will be gone. He's probably one and done.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, then it'll be Michael Porter. Who's on the squad still watching? I feel like they're just still going to be mediocre. Like, I'm not worried about Washington.
Oh, no. No, I'm not.
Hey, but the real question is, who's... The number 3 guy, is he going to go to a Pac-12 school?
Nope.
No. But
nope. Harvard.
Yeah, so.
Smart
maybe
advanced.
Wendell Carter will come to Arizona now.
Nah. No
way. San Diego, this guy. Brandon McCoy, he might be coming to a Pac-12 school.
Hey! You
Arizona.
Hey. There you go.
He probably won't come after. He's more likely not going to see playing time behind Aiton. But that's beside the point. So, like,
besides the point.
I think that... I don't know why Washington is getting all these top recruits. They should be coming to Arizona.
The thing is, I don't care that they want them to come to Arizona. It's just, why would they go to Washington? Because Washington, when's the last time Washington did anything?
I think they went to the Elite Eight with Brandon Roy and Nate Robinson.
When was that, in 2008?
Yeah. I think the year that...
Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah.
Other than that, though.
Yeah, no, they've just been...
I'm just... Lorenzo Romar is just
I can't
so bad.
A job.
Such a bad coach. Like, if you're Washington and you get those recruits and you don't do anything with it, like... Whatever. My rant is done.
Yeah. But now, you know, after we've got our guy, you know, Ayton from Phoenix, let's go to
you're
2018.
You're getting deep here, Dill.
2018, number one recruit is from Phoenix, Arizona.
You're getting
Marvin
detailed.
Bagley.
What are you, 2008? No.
Was he a sophomore in high school?
That's too far away. We can't be talking about a sophomore in high school.
But I'm just saying, after Ayton, I did not think Ayton was going to come to the U of A. And now, Marvin Bagley, back-to-back number one overalls. I'm just saying, just think about that, U of A fans. Just go to bed dreaming.
Just let that marinate in your mind for the next, what, year?
Yeah.
Just after this incredible news, just let it marinate in your mind.
What? So, we're in 2016. So this guy's a junior in high school. He might be 16 years old.
They keep getting younger and younger. That came out wrong. That sounded weird.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so... but this year, I think that'll be good. A good year.
It'll be good.
You know, I wish Talbot would have been there.
Always.
Lori Markkanen. Dude looks good.
He looks pale.
Dude,
he'll definitely make up for Talbot's paleness.
I don't know if you know, like...
He's been grinding in that gym in,
like, dude can't
in what,
leave.
Sweden?
Yeah, I don't know if he can, like, go outside in Tucson. Like, he might...
Well, he'll need, like, an umbrella, like one of those umbrella hats.
Yeah.
Because like we don't want him to get too much sun out there.
I don't want him to get melanoma in, like, 2 weeks.
No. Goddamn.
Like, he might... he might cease to exist.
He might just disintegrate out there.
But, yeah, so, he looks good. He's got some potential. He, like, in the Euro Championships, he, like, was the leading scorer.
Really?
20, yeah.
Huh. He's like a 6'11 guy, right?
Yeah, he can shoot.
Baller.
Yeah.
Shot caller.
He's a potential lottery pick.
Wow.
And Trier's supposed to be unbelievable this year.
Really?
Sean Miller said that he's never seen a player work harder than Alonzo Trier this summer.
But how's his hair looking, though? That's what I'm most concerned about.
I wonder if he's, like, doing the sushi.
If he's doing the sushi look again. Just, like, nice piece of nigiri over his head. That's just what it looks like.
Let's go to Instagram. Let's see.
Do you follow him on Instagram?
I think so. Yeah, I do. ISO Zo. Yeah, I do. But Instagram does that weird thing where it's no longer... sorts by the most recent. It does it by, like, it does the Facebook where, like, this is the one you want to see kind of thing. So, like, it's not in order.
Wait, did
anymore.
Mine not update? I feel like mine's still doing...
I wish I could go back, because I hate, like, you know, I'll have all these highlights from the same game, and it'll just be, like, 30 straight, and I'm just like, I don't want to see this. But ISO Zo, let's see what he's rocking. Okay. All right. Can't really see anything in that picture. He might be surprising us.
I'm not seeing anything.
That's kind of looks the same.
It's the same kind of sushi look to it.
Yeah, that hair makes him look like he has the longest face. There has to be. He looks a little Asian, doesn't he?
No, he definitely does.
Yeah, like.
There is
his
something
mom's
there.
Really white? Actually, is she white? I think I've seen her. I think she's white. But. Oh, he just looks like. He just has, like, a little Asian look to him. Especially in that picture. That on his third most recent picture, if you go and look of him on the cover.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of looks like he's Mexican. A Mexican Asian. Like, it looks like he kind of has, like, you know, the Mexican hair. Like,
No, I see it. I can see it.
It's him on the cover of Athlon Sports College Basketball. So, we'll see if the sushi's back.
Oh, the sushi better be back.
So, yeah, we'll see.
So,
we'll see if Dusan sees the floor this year.
Oh, he better.
I feel like he's going to start the game and then ride the bench a lot.
Dusan, I feel like he may not see the floor.
Because I think, me personally...
Defensively, he is a sieve. Like,
yeah. I think that... I don't know why, you know, maybe because the Warriors have been so great the past two seasons, but I think we dropped the old death lineup on them. You know, go Lori at the five,
all small ball.
Or Chase Comanche at the five, and then drop Ray Smith, move him from small forward to power
forward.
But
Comanche can't handle the basketball.
Well, yeah, but that's fine. Just put him at the five and, like, have him protect the...
But that's still not a death lineup, though. Like, a death lineup is that everybody can handle the ball, basically.
Okay, well,
with Draymond at center.
But, okay, Lori might be able to handle the ball, so put him at five. All I'm saying, the only point I'm trying to make is I move...
You're just trying to compare U of A the Warriors, just so that you...
No, move Ray Smith from small forward to power forward. That's the only point I want to try to make. I think that Ray Smith will play a lot of power forward this year.
Prediction, write it down. Ray Smith will play power forward.
Yep.
Along with the... U of A football team will go 6-6.
Yep. And yeah, so but I want to see that. I want to see, because last year our team was not athletic. Well,
also put it down with if we go
8-4.
8-4, Dylan will pay $300 to Jeff Gerlach so that he can do whatever he wants with it. Hopefully, yep. Give it to a local charity
or give it back to me.
Or just yeah. Or that would be a nice move on his part.
I really need the money.
Then why did you bet it then?
What? Because I'm trying to make a point. I'm trying to get the people going.
Get on your feet, Cavs fans.
Yep. I would have gotten more, but I just don't have more.
But you don't have $300, so
but
what's
I
the point
will
of not going
in like
to 3,000
paychecks?
Okay. Grading all those probabilities.
Yep. All those probabilities.
Dolphy J.
Yep.
Shout out.
Yep.
Well, so that's a good rant. About U of A basketball. It's always good to talk about U of A basketball.
Yep.
But there'll be plenty of time to talk about U of A basketball.
The only thing I want to see is I want to see, like, a hyper-athletic lineup. That's what I'm looking for. I want, like...
Like an Oregon lineup?
Yeah, no, I just want, like, you know, Kobe Simmons at starting at the one. Not starting, but, like, playing at the one. He's, like, 6'5". You know, Raleigh Alkins, put him at the two. He's, like, what, 6'5", too?
Yeah,
Zoe,
he's 6'5".
At the three.
Zoe. A little nickname dropping on there, Bill. Oh, I see you.
ISO Zoe, so like me and him are boys, man. I follow him.
he follows you back, though, of course, right?
Oh, yeah, he gave me the follow back.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Definitely.
But put him at the three. This might not be the longest, but like, you know, he's also 6'4", 6'5". And then, like, I just feel like these, like, long arms. I just want, like, long arms everywhere. Kind of like the Oklahoma City Thunder in the playoffs. Before they lost,
like, of course.
Just like, remember how long everyone's arms were? That
just
everyone
arms
was
everywhere.
Huge. Everyone's like you know, you're like you have Kevin Durant at small forward, and he's like 6'11". You have Andre Robertson at shooting guard, and he's like a former power forward at Colorado, and he's like super long arms. Then you have Russell Westbrook at the one, and it's just like
I don't know. I just don't understand how the Thunder didn't win. Like, how did they not win that turn?
Because
how did they not win that
because
series?
Because they reverted back
sense.
To the old, old Thunder.
Hero ball.
Hero ball.
And turnover
Durant
after turnover.
And Westbrook.
How did they... You've got to be kicking yourself. You're the Thunder. Unbelievable. Because if you win that series, you also keep Durant.
Yeah, you probably win the championship.
You got to be kicking yourself. If you're...
hey.
Shout out to Sean Salter out there. A diehard Thunder fan. Hey. Who is just so butthurt at Durant leaving and losing to the Warriors.
Hey, but they got Russell Westbrook to the extension. They signed him, so...
Russell Westbrook or Kevin Durant? The fact they're even thinking about that is just
wrong. I
think
Russell Westbrook.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you see in Russell Westbrook over... I mean, I love Russell Westbrook, but you think he's better than Durant? The guy shoots like 35% from three. No, that's way too high. Sorry, he shoots, what, like
30% from three. The guy's the worst 3-point shooter. He's not a good shooter.
He's not a good those pull-ups, when he's running, like, full speed at the free throw line, those are kind of money.
They're money, but, like...
Like,
to what extent, though? Not efficient, though.
I'm just saying, as a fan, I appreciate Russell Westbrook more than Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant makes it look too easy.
That's a fair point.
And Russell Westbrook, no one plays harder than Russell Westbrook. He's going full, like, all out the entire game.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he commits so many turnovers, just because he's like...
He can't slow down.
He's literally going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, he's going balls to the wall.
So,
non-stop.
Like, we'll see. MVP this year for Russell Westbrook. He's going to be averaging a triple-double. Quadruple-double with turnovers.
Meet me on the court and I'm trouble. Russell Westbrook fuck around and got a triple-double.
Like... Think about it. Now he doesn't have to pass to... Who's he passing to?
Well, he's passing it to Cantor, of course.
Like, Cantor, yeah. Like,
that was
I guess.
Joke. No way he's going to pass to Cantor.
Like, Oladipo, maybe?
No. He ain't passing to nobody.
I literally think he's just going
to... The only time he's passing to someone is it's going to be a dunk. And then he's basically going to dunk it for them. He's going to hand them the ball, but then, like, him also dunk with them. Like, him, like, kind of, like, guiding the ball in there.
Like, I think that he'll be, like, in the 27 points per game range.
In, like, the 8 or 9 assist range and 8 or 9 rebound range.
Yeah.
He's going to do everything.
He's going to be, like, LeBron.
And also the 4 or 5 turnover range.
Maybe more. Maybe rival James Harden.
Yeah, that's going to be... He's going to be
all I'm saying,
closer to 5 turnovers.
All I'm saying is, you know, for how great Kevin Durant is, like, you know... He never led his team single handedly to a finals.
Like, he didn't lead his team
like,
to a finals.
Think about old school LeBron back first stint with the Cavs when he like literally like led his team to the finals by himself.
Durant went to the finals.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah. He went to the finals, you dingus.
But then
Ren just got obliterated by LeBron.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot that they went to the finals.
Yeah, they
went
to the finals.
But still, he has Russell Westbrook. Like,
oh, and he had Serge Ibaka and also James Harden on that team.
Yeah.
And
oh,
Scottie Brooks.
They should have...
How did the Thunder not win 2 or 3 championships with that team? That's got to be the biggest...
They are the 2000s versions of the 1990 Magic.
Or the Suns.
Of the 2000s?
Of the mid to late 2000s with the Steve Nash Suns.
Okay, well then...
Never making it to a final.
Okay, then we'll go 2010s, the team that never was, or kind of like, you know, what could have been, we'll go Thunder. Because they could have easily won, like, 3 championships.
Uh-huh.
If they would have kept James Harden, why did they trade him away? For nothing. For literally nothing.
But it was just like a salary dump.
Basically. Yeah, and then the 1990s... Orlando Magic with Penny Hardaway.
Yep.
And who's the other guy? Oh, yeah, Shaquille O'Neal. That
getting inducted
dude.
Into the Naismith Hall of Fame this weekend.
Along with Allen Iverson and Yao Ming.
What a Hall of Fame class.
Big Shaq is the best.
Dude, Shaq.
The Diesel.
Shaq Diesel. That's a great class.
If you haven't seen the 30 for 30 on the 1990s Magic...
Maybe or did you did. Tell me to watch that?
I think I watched it after you.
That's a great one.
It's a great one. You should watch about how close the Magic were to building a dynasty. And
they were that close.
So, yeah. And then the 2000 Suns, man. God, Steve Nash.
God damn it.
The Robert Horry check of Steve Nash to the scorer's board. And then Boris Diaw and Mario Stoudemire take one step on the court and both get suspended. I'll never forget that. Or when Jerry Stackhouse took out Joe Johnson on a, like, fast break layup. I'll never forget that. Like, those were, like, we were so close. I hate the Spurs. I hate the Spurs so much. They always took it away from us. That one year when Tim Duncan hit the 3 to win it. Like, the 3. Tim Duncan hit a 3 to win the game.
That's right.
Of course he did. It's the Spurs, man. Oh, God.
Dylan's about to have a heart attack over here, guys. We made it slow down
tough.
Here.
I loved that. That's my favorite NBA team of all time.
What, the Spurs?
No.
Suns.
The peak like 2005, 4, 6.
What is that? Rajah Bell, Sean Marion, like, Amari Stoudemire.
Amari Stoudemire. Amari Stoudemire and Steve Nash pick and rolls were
money
kings
in the
of
bank.
Beauty.
You can cash that check every day.
Oh my God.
Amari Stoudemire, out of the league. A lot
retired.
Of great retirements this year from the NBA.
And he didn't retire as a son.
He retired as a Nick.
Because the Suns
basically just
didn't
said,
give love.
You.
Yeah. I was just like, stat! He has to retire as a son. Those are like literally his best years and our best years as like a franchise.
But I feel like he just connected more with the Knicks, though. He like wanted to be a Nick.
He wanted to be a Nick, but he was a son.
But he was a son. Great point. Well said.
Yeah.
What could have been? Wow.
Yeah.
So, we're at an hour right now. You got anything else you want to say, Dill? Because I've had a great time. I've had a great time talking.
It's really good to be back. I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Straight cash, homie.
Yep. Free Tom Brady.
We haven't even started talking about the NFL. Oh God.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's too late. It's too late in the day to get talking about the NFL. We could talk about that.
Eagles are gonna make the playoffs. That's my bold prediction for the year. Actually,
what?
Maybe not. Hey.
Carson Wentz starting?
Hey, we can talk about that at different. Don't shoot the messenger right now, dude. Actually, okay. I that's not, that phrase didn't work because I delivered the message and the message was from me.
Was, yeah, that
so,
doesn't
like,
work.
You could just shoot me.
We'll talk NFL next podcast or whenever we feel. I want to give a quick shout out to the U of A baseball team.
Oh, yeah.
Who lost in the championship game to Coastal Carolina. And I'm going to talk for like a minute about that. So, I wasn't actually that upset that we lost. Because, one, it was the first year of a new coach, and we already made it to the national championship game, even though most of those guys were Andy Lopez's guys. Two, they lost to Coastal Carolina, a team that hadn't won any national championship of any kind. This is their first national championship in anything, and they won it all. So good for them. They had been on the doorstep for the past couple of years. We should have won. We blew it. But we still have those four championships to lay our head on. We should have had a fifth, but I'm not that mad. Dylan, do you disagree?
I love history, kind of. Like, I love dynasties being built and, like, you know, continuing. So that's why I, like watching Alabama play. But also, on the other end, like watching dynasties not being built. So, like, the team that keeps on trying to get there and just keeps failing. So, I wanted Coastal Carolina to lose just because I wanted to, like, you know, their fans
to be like, UVA is the established dynasty, you're not.
Well, not,
go
not
away.
Even that. I just wanted them to be, like, you know, so close to, you know, getting the crown, you know, but, you know, they got it. If I would have been, a non-biased fan, I would have been rooting for not Coastal Carolina.
What? You would have been rooting for U of A as a non-biased fan?
Yeah.
What? If you're a non-biased fan, you'd be rooting for Coastal Carolina.
No, that's the point I'm trying to make, that I don't root for teams
okay.
I want them to continue to suffer. Like, I want Florida State
Why
to,
are you so cruel?
I just want Florida State to keep losing the College World Series because I don't want them, I want them to be like, you know, the most appearances without getting a title. Like, I want those, like, numbers to keep going.
You're a cruel man.
I kind of hope the Cubs lose in Game 7 World Series. Like, or Game 7 of the NLCS.
So you want Butler to keep losing in the national championship game, basically?
Yeah. I rooted for Butler, but...
You rooted for Butler? That doesn't make sense.
But I couldn't root for Duke.
Oh, no, okay, that's
fair. I couldn't root for Duke, and I couldn't root for UConn, because that's the team that beat U of A. I couldn't have us be like...
All these points are fair. Ugh. All these points are fair.
Like, Butler, I don't know. Like, I think that if it would have been either any other team, I probably would have been like, oh, North Carolina? Like, yeah, I'll root for North Carolina over Butler. Like, you know. It's just the teams I don't like or teams that beat U of A. If someone beats U of A in the
in the tournament, I literally hope that they lose by 50 the next game. I'm not the guy who's like, oh, I hope that they go really far so we lost to the good team. I want them to burn. I want them to lose so bad. I hate them.
So you hate the Spurs.
Yep.
You hate any team that beats U of A. Yep. And you hate Coastal Carolina.
Hey, Dustin Johnson went to Coastal Carolina. But yeah, I think I do hate Coastal
Dustin
Carolina.
Dustin Johnson? Yep. Wait, the golfer?
Yep.
Not the guy who, like, had, like, a cocaine problem,
yep,
right?
Yep, that same guy.
Same guy.
One the same.
You hear that, NCAA? Check those Coastal Carolina players. They're all on coke.
Yeah.
Give that championship back to U of A.
Oh.
Should have been ours.
Like, we shouldn't have been there. They probably shouldn't have been there. Like, we were not, like, a top 10 team. We were not a top 20 team. We, like, you know, weren't even, we didn't even host in the regionals.
So
like,
we didn't host in the regional when we went on to 2012.
Yeah, we did.
We did?
We hosted a regional and a super regional.
Really?
Yeah, we were
a
good team.
I thought we were hosted by, like, Texas A&M or something.
No.
Yeah. Well, fuck me, right?
Yeah, so. But, yeah, so. I just, like, wanted to win just because I wanted, like, you don't know how many times you're going to be back.
No, yeah, that is fair. We'll be back. So that's all I had to say about U of A baseball.
Yep. I like the Spurs now, though.
Why?
Suns suck.
Oh, the Suns are terrible.
And they're just a great organization.
They
like,
are.
Popovich is really cool.
Yeah.
Cool guy. I don't know, I just like the way they run.
I like Kawhi Leonard's cornrows. I love how he's still holding out on those, even though, like, no one else in the league has them. Like, it's just Kawhi Leonard and his cornrows. Who else has cornrows in the NBA besides Kawhi Leonard?
No one.
That's a trivia question for all your listeners out there. Find the players not named Kawhi Leonard who have cornrows in the NBA. You'll get the $300 from Dylan.
Yeah.
We'll Venmo you.
Yeah,
we'll Venmo request.
In installments, probably six of them.
In $10 installments, it'll be like an auto loan.
Yeah.
God, I gotta make those auto loans. God, it's brutal. Buy a new car, or not a new car, like a used car. Just tough. Anyway, I digress. All right, Dill. I think our time is up.
Yep.
What a great installment.
Yep.
We'll come back every week, maybe more than once a week. No, probably. Probably just once a week.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
Wherever the wind takes me.
Clearly a lot to talk about.
Yep.
So, stay beautiful out there. Bear down. Bet the over on U of A Grambling State. Or bet the under.
I just take a win. I'll take a win by three.
Take a win.
Like...
That's your betting advice. Just take a win. Any way you can get it.
I'm never going to bet on U of A football. Never.
Yeah, hey, I bet $10 for you on U of A basketball. Still got the ticket.
To win the championship?
Yep, win it all. 15-1 odds. Should have gotten better odds, though. Should have gotten better odds.
Maybe next year. You should have bet for 2017.
I don't know if I could have.
I think you can bet anything you want in Vegas.
Hey.
They'll take your money.
What happens in Vegas, man? They'll just take it.
Yeah.
All right. This is a great talk.
Yep.
We'll be back. Bear down. Go Cats. We'll see you later, guys. When the blind get a mind, let us stop fearing while we still will be the day we know who's down and who will go. Go, 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 go. By the time I get